Comedy Store Wrestling is brought to you by Pro-Am Belts. They make the coolest custom belts for any occasion you may have. We're in the middle of fantasy football season, so why not get yourself a custom belt instead of a little trophy? What is this, Little League? You want to be a champion. And these are the real deal. Real leather, heavy-duty plates, nothing like it out there. Follow them on Instagram at Pro-Am Belts. Make sure to use the promo code 10FF to get 10% off your custom belt today.
This is Comedy Store Wrestling.
Yeah, this is the clip, the promo for this episode. It will go viral.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the world famous Comedy Store here in Hollywood, California, for another episode of Comedy Store Wrestling. My name is Eddie Torres, and joining me across the way right now, as usual, the inappropriate one, Earl Skakel.
With my Kenny Omega facial hair.
Nice. He's working on it. Cosplay.
I'm coming for you, Will.
Yes. And to my left, joining us, we have an outsider for the special Outsiders Royal Rumble segment that we're going to do. Jeffrey Baldinger, you've seen him touring around the United States. He's in Comedy Central. He's in the movie Her. What's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, guys. I love the podcast. First time guest, first time listener.
Love the podcast. I've never heard it.
Friend. Trust me, you're not alone.
Long time friend. But I was in the neighborhood and was like, hey, we need somebody. I haven't seen wrestling in probably about 15 years, so I'm ripe for... getting into it, you know.
I think that's how easy this podcast is to get a guest. We literally go upstairs and go, "Hey, do you want to come downstairs?"
The last time I saw the last storyline in wrestling I saw was the Alliance storyline when WWE got ECW and WCW.
Oh, okay, okay. You know, I was going to ask you that, but you got the answer out first. Usually, we play a little game with our outsiders, but today. We're on the precipice of the Royal Rumble, my favorite pay-per-view. Oh, I'm sorry, premium live event of the whole WWE thing. So we're going to do our predictions with Jeff to see what he has to say, even though he has no idea who the wrestlers are, but that is not much different than Earl.
I've heard of CM Punk.
CM Punk, he's been out of the WWE CM Punk's for like not 4 there years. Anymore.
I don't know. Is that a
7 years, right?
I've heard of Daniel Bryan.
He's an AEW.
There you go. Yeah, his name is now flipped. It's Bryan Danielson.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He did not have the permission to use that name in another company.
Well, he's got to do what you have the warrior on your shirt. You know, I always talk about this. Mm. Everyone talks about how crazy the Ultimate Warrior was. Like,
yeah.
You know, he had some interesting views on certain elements of society.
We won't go into that right now, but.
I mean, you know, he said something about.
Subscribe to the Patreon and you'll hear it all.
This is where Earl's at. The Ultimate Warrior is not on my shirt. It's Sid Vicious.
That's not Sid Vicious, dude.
Yes, it is.
That
Sid
is
Justice.
Not
sorry, Sid Justice.
That's a who did the guy who did the
Sid Justice.
Wait, did the guy who did the improv drawings do that?
Yes.
Remember those?
The dolphin artist.
The whale was Ralphie May. Jeff Ross was the only one. No, I have to say his name. I'm banned from saying his name on podcasts, but.
You're going to bleep that?
Only one who looked like Jeff Ross. I mean, Ellen looked like Wayne Gretzky.
Well, you know, the Ralphie May and Sarah Silverman ones were based off of Ralphie May and Lana Turner, and they just put Sarah's face on there. Like, that's
Are you being serious?
I'm 100% serious.
Oh, I mean, listen, Ralphie, you know, I love you.
R.I.P.
Yeah, he's watching.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe you died weighing 600 pounds.
Anyway, we're going to predict the Royal Rumble card.
Hold on. I'm not done paying tribute to Ralphie.
Pay tribute.
A lot of people don't know this about
Ralphie. Ralphie, may he rest in peace.
Listen, he's not resting. He's eating right now. Like, death is not going to
With John Panette and John Candy.
Teddy
Chris?
Ray, Louis Anderson. What a shock all these guys die of heart attacks. I just never see it coming.
If you go on Twitter, it's probably from the vaccine.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, they died way before the vaccine.
It doesn't matter. It was the vaccine.
It was the vaccine.
Ralphie would not have listened. Like, no disrespect towards Ralphie. He would not have survived COVID. Like, it's not, you know, it's like, I was a pallbearer at his funeral.
Were you?
Yeah. I had to do a fitness test just to make sure.
Were you
fucking lift a coffin up.
Who was Paul? Who was the pallbearers at Paul Bearer's funeral?
Ooh,
getting back to wrestling.
The Undertaker's definitely
Kane.
Kane. You know,
you got me on that one.
L.A. Knight, because L.A. Knight
Paul
was
Heyman,
actually
was the kind Paul of the Bearer reincarnation guy. Of Paul Bearer.
Well, you know who was at Ralphie's memorial was X-Pac.
Really?
You know, Ralphie loved pro wrestling.
Yeah.
That's how I never spoke comedy with him. I always talked wrestling.
Yeah.
Nice. And he loved like Mid-South wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I miss him a lot. And, you know, I would have jumped into the coffin with him if there was room. But
Jesus Christ. It was a form-fitting coffin, I heard.
I'm telling you.
It's shaped like
yeah.
I mean, when they put the ashes on stage at the Improv, I thought they were building a new stage. There were so many.
They were just mixing it like cement?
No, dude, I've never seen
there's more
six
than...
boxes of ashes.
Did they cremate him? Because
of course they did. What?
I don't
what
know.
Coffin is gonna fit fucking Ralphie. No offense.
Hey.
Like, it was. I, you know, Ralphie right. meant a lot to us.
He has a
lot
spot.
Of kindling
coming up.
Yeah,
I want to run away.
We got to talk
let's
about
get to
Ralphie.
The Rumble results.
Let's get to these Rumble results. Just the Rumble. The same thing that happened to the stage when Ralphie's ashes were put on it.
See, there
the
we go.
Rumbling. There you go. Tie it all together. Bringing it around.
The longest setup in the world for that.
We're
show.
Doing it. We're making connections.
Aaron. Ralphie. You know, his real last name was May, June, and July. He was so big.
There it is. We're at the Comedy Store, people. Come on.
Yeah, listen, this is a great start.
That's yeah. what this comics do. We listen, comics die. The clip of pro wrestlers.
Yeah.
So. There's probably be another people.
Oh yeah, later on, after he leaves, we're gonna have a cry moment about wrestlers.
Jerry Lawler still talks shit about Andy Kaufman. You know what the game is.
You know, we lose. Before we get to the, I know you got to get going, but like, how many people have we lost this year in LA comedy?
So many,
six,
so
eight?
Many, at least.
And you know, most to suicide, but you know,
about half suicide, half drug.
Like Teddy Ray,
Jack Knight, Brian Moreno, Cassie Dang.
You know, dang one. Like,
yeah.
You know, this is what I hate about LA comedy. I'm not being disrespectful.
No, of course. You've never been disrespectful this entire
keep it
time.
Real.
Yeah.
Keep it real.
Absolutely.
But, like, people didn't like her, to be honest. And then she dies, and it's like Mother Teresa died.
But that's always.
No.
Everybody, yeah. But with her
that's everybody. That's everybody was their best friend
I mean,
once they're gone.
Chappelle was probably the happiest guy on earth when she died. Because now. He didn't have her upper ass. Like, oh, she was like, hey, Dave, how are you? I think you had a burger about an hour ago. Rest in peace, guys.
R.I.P.
Oh, dang entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
What a roster.
All right, so back to the Royal Rumble.
Well, you're going to carry the Rumble because I don't watch WWE, so I'm going to be quiet the next 10 minutes.
Oh, shush. You know who we're talking.
I know
about
TNA. Is that still a thing?
TNA?
Is that the
NWA
six?
It's called Impact now. It's called
Impact
now.
All right.
It used to be TNA.
What's his face? Big guy from TNA.
That narrows it down. You know that white hockey player?
I mean, the only person I know in Impact is the Dudley.
I knew Morrissey.
Spike Dudley, Bubba Ray,
Ray.
Devon.
It's Bully Ray now. He doesn't.
Yeah, he's Bully Ray.
Corrected.
Is the Rock the only person who got to keep his name once he left?
No, Warrior did when he got it legally changed.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why Prince changed his name to the artist formerly known as, because people didn't believe that his legal name was Prince, and Sony owned the rights to that name.
Mm. He got fucked.
Like, yeah,
it's crazy that. Prince got fucked
yeah.
on money.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So,
well, the card that I have in front of me has five matches.
Wait,
so
I count six.
That last one's not a match. It's just me, a prediction for who's going to be number one. But all right, so Roman Reigns is going up against Kevin Owens in what is arguably the best storyline in professional wrestling today with the Bloodline and Sami Zayn. They had court at the Raw, whatever thing that happened. Do you know who Roman Reigns is?
I've heard of Roman Reigns.
He's The Rock's cousin.
I didn't know that.
He is the tribal chief, the head of the table of the Island of Relevancy and all these things that Paul Heyman calls him.
Okay. He beat Brock Lesnar once, right?
Yep. He's beat everyone. That's the whole thing.
I think
is
he beat him four times last year alone.
Yeah, just last year alone. They're running out of opponents.
Is Brock still...
He's around.
Okay.
Yeah, but Roman's been champion now for like 800 something days. This is the longest reign that we've had in the modern era, and no one can defeat him.
See, the new Goldberg, is that what's this sort of thing is? The undefeated.
Right. He beat Goldberg, I think, too, yeah. Right? Yeah, so. Yeah.
He beat Oldberg.
He beat Oldberg.
So it's Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens. In a nutshell for you, Roman Reigns adopted a redhead stepchild called Sami Zayn, who is now part of his bloodline, who is Kevin Owens' best friend. So there's been turbulence and all that. So people think, you know, this is going to lead to the Sami turning on Roman.
Okay. But,
if you were to pick the guy who's had the belt for 800 plus days versus Kevin Owens, who's looks like me but with hair.
I mean, look, if this was just a fight, I'd go Roman, obviously. But seeing as Vince is back in charge, I heard.
He's not in charge of creative, but he is there. Okay. He's around.
And how they handled the Undertaker streak back in the day when they had him lose to Brock, I would say that they'll probably
KO.
Give it to, KO, Kevin Owens. I go Kevin Owens.
Oh, there's no way Kevin Owens wins. No, I mean, this is a build up to WrestleMania. There's no way they're going to have Roman Reigns lose and then.
Oh, yeah, I suppose
that. Unless they couldn't secure The Rock and that Rock-Roman main event at WrestleMania.
Was Rock supposed to come back?
They were going to do Roman versus The Rock at Mania, but Rock apparently doesn't have time or to. Yeah. I don't know.
He's busy
with Young Rock.
It's a work.
Do you think Paul Walker and the Fat? Do you think he's a work too? I'm back in the next Fast and Furious.
I don't know if you heard, but he's coming back in the next Fast and Furious.
Paul Walker,
the dead Paul Walker.
CG?
Yep.
The hologram. They're gonna do it like they did Harold Ramis in new Ghostbusters.
They hologrammed Paul Walker in Fast and Furious 5. They used his brother's body and just put his
face
on it.
That is true.
He asked to be driven into that tree because Vin Diesel is so incorrigible to work with. Just, I can't take it anymore. I'm done. I got five.
Those were his last words.
I'm done.
Vin Diesel is incorrigible.
I'm going to go with KO, and I'm going to say Sammy causes it. And then we get Sammy versus Roman at Mania. Maybe.
What's the big pay-per-view in between?
Is there a Survivor Series?
There is none. That's it.
No, isn't there? Don't they have?
This is the road to Mania now.
No, they have Elimination Chamber.
Is that in between?
There's 2 months. They're not going to have no pay per view in two months.
I actually say that in the fight, I think the guest Rumble contestant that'll come in 29th will be Hogan, and he's going to take it from all of them, and it's going to be Hogan Reigns WrestleMania.
I'll have what you're having, like. Wait, what? Holy, that'll take 40 minutes.
Well, that's already on the. Yeah, he's going to take him 40 minutes to get to the ring.
Got two hip replacements, two knee replacements. I mean, he moves like.
Actually,
Jessica Hilton.
No, I'm going to revert that. Sammy has to be the one that takes the belt from Roman, not makes him lose it, but just takes it from him. So, Roman for me. How about you, John?
Oh, yeah, Roman.
Roman, okay. Bianca Belair.
I'm the only one going KO?
Yeah, that's good. That's fine. You're the outsider. It makes sense.
KO, yeah.
Bianca Belair, the current women's Raw Women's Champion, versus Alexa Bliss, who has been turning evil with the influence of Bray Wyatt and The Fiend and Uncle Howdy and all this stuff. I'm going to go Alexa. I think this is her time to come back and make a movement with Uncle Howdy.
Well, because she was in one of my favorite band's videos with a song by the name of Alexa Bliss, real creative, Bowling for Soup. I'm going to go Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
Alexa Bliss is turning heel? Is that what this is?
She's turning heel. She's turned heel, and she's working with Bray Wyatt, who's like the spooky guy now. He's like the new Undertaker.
I'm going Bliss then. I think the heel turn is an automatic win in the... You know, historically, that's when they win for the first time. Then they need to... The babyface needs to have a redemption. Win back.
Yeah. He's really good with the lingo.
I watched back, in the Attitude Era. I learned all these things.
All right.
How old are you?
35.
So you were the Attitude Era. It was like your sweet spot.
Saw the Rock, Stone Cold situation. Scotty Too Hotty, Rikishi.
Okay. The Worm.
You know, the Worm, all that good stuff. The first match I ever saw, I think, this was before the Attitude Era, was Taker-Yokozuna casket match.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, they should have had whoever made Yokozuna's casket get Ralphie May's casket. Exactly. There we go.
There it is.
Hire the WWE.
We're going to need a bigger casket.
He made Yokozuna look anorexic. I mean, Ralphie toward the end was... Can you imagine being the guy who got that cremation order?
John?
My kids are going to college.
Yeah. we're going to Alexa.
Alexa?
He took 2 weeks off. I don't know.
All right, next
no
up.
No disrespect.
The aforementioned Bray Wyatt, the new spooky guy, versus LA Knight, who I would consider maybe the new kind of The Rock, kind of Stone Cold in the way that he handles the mic. He's really good on the microphone. His thing is, yeah, that's his whole thing. But they're having what they are calling the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match.
While we have an outsider here, what do you think that nobody knows what this match is?
Pitch black match?
A pitch black match.
The Mountain Dew.
The Mountain Dew pitch black match. What do you think that match will entail? Nobody actually knows, so you can't be right or wrong.
Well, I mean, I feel like Dark Stadium, you know, I mean, it's all black. And
Wait, how will we watch the match?
Well, you got it's on the... Yeah, that's a good point.
Mountain Dew kind of glows
Mountain
in the
Dew,
dark.
I mean, yeah, maybe
just,
it's...
They just spray them with...
Yeah, you spray Mountain Dew, which makes them glow because it's, you know, radioactive, allegedly. No lawyers listening. But, you know, I don't know. It's a pitch black match. Maybe the first person to put somebody head first into a sleeping bag so they only see pitch black, you know? Okay. I'm not sure. Something like that. I think that would be fun to watch somebody force somebody into a sleeping bag.
Yeah. You have any guesses what the pitch black match is going to look like?
Get us canceled, Earl. I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, no, it's going to be in Compton.
Woo!
I mean, I could go further, but like...
No, I think that was good.
Yeah, don't get us actually canceled.
That'll be the clip for TikTok that'll go viral.
I have an amazing line to follow it up, but it might be crossing the line.
Okay, all right.
We'll do it off pod.
Well, okay, to give you some insight, Bray Wyatt's got fired a while back by Vince McMahon.
This isn't Daniel Bryan rework. This is a different
person. No, it's a different person.
Okay.
He's actually... You remember IRS? Erwin R. Scheister, he was a tax wrestler.
Oh, okay.
He would do your taxes.
Yeah.
That's his son. Okay. But anyway, he got fired a while back, and then Triple H, when he got in charge, brought him back. So this is his first match back. So I don't know if that gives you...
And who's he...
The other guy is a new guy. His name is Eli Knight. Not really new. He used to be Eli Drake in the Indies, but he's relatively new.
Trying to get put... Like, are they trying to put him over?
Yes, but they have kind of... Already been doing that through the weeks on Raw and SmackDown, like, you know.
And having, this is this guy's first time back.
And this is Bray's first time back, yeah.
So they need to make him...
And they kind of need both of them to win. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. So if that's the case, I say it's a DQ from interference.
Hmm. But who gets DQ'd?
The guy who came back.
Bray gets DQ'd.
He gets DQ'd because he's the badass. He's like, I got fired. They can't keep me out, you know.
La Knight via... DQ.
I think they need to put Bray Wyatt over. I mean, he's already over, but like, you can't have him lose his first big match.
He could, and blame it on Uncle Howdy.
Anything can happen, you know. Like Alexa could turn on it. Like, maybe it's a setup for her, like, maybe heel for LA Knight, you know, like, or something. I mean, there's a million possibilities. I just don't think right before WrestleMania you have him lose.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Bray. You gotta get going.
I gotta get going. Yeah.
Last match. No, that was the last match. The Rumble matches, I'm not going to have you pick because you don't even know who's in the match.
Well, just put a wild card. Yeah, pick. Gonna win the
Badass Billy Gunn.
He's not in WWE anymore. He's in AEW.
Okay, well then we'll go. Let's see. Give me five people that are in.
Just start.
I got the list right here. Kofi Kingston, Ricochet, Rey Mysterio, Baron Corbin, Bobby Lashley.
Rey Mysterio wins. He's gotten it. He deserves it.
Rey Mysterio. All right.
Do you have a spot upstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Right. Get it, dude.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys. You guys are the best.
Any
follow? Tell them where to follow you.
Ralphie, man.
At Jeff Baldinger. At Jeff Baldinger. I post all my shows on Instagram there. You can follow me there and wrestling. Yeah.
Opening up for Ben Bailey.
Opening up for Ben Bailey. If you're in Kansas City, February 3rd and 4th, come to the KC Improv. Me and Ben Bailey are going to be slinging jokes. Be there. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All
right, man.
Fuck Stone Cold. Thank you, dude. Love you.
Love you.
All right.
So, yeah, my pick on the Bray match, LA Knight is taking it, and I'm actually going to reverse my decision on the Alexa match.
Oh.
I think Bianca's going to actually win that match, and I think this is where Alexa and Bray are going to lose as their current forms, and Uncle Howdy's going to say, see, you need me, and then that's going to bring everyone together. So I think Bray's going to lose clean to LA Knight. I think... Or maybe there's some kind of interference or something, but I think LA Knight is taking this one. LA Knight needs it more.
I think so, too. I think so, too. I think something has to happen. So, yeah, I'm going to go with LA Knight, even though it's going to bum me out to see him lose. But I'm going to go with LA Knight. All right. Next up are the Rumble matches. So I'm going to give you a list of who has been announced, which I hate so much. I want more surprises. If you're watching WWE, stop it.
I'll assume they're not.
Just stop it. Just let us have a surprise. It makes it way more exciting. Half of the fucking lineup is announced. Kofi Kingston, Santos Escobar of Legado del Fantasma, Ricochet, Austin Theory, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Baron Corbin, Rey Mysterio, Gunther, Cody Rhodes, Omos, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, and Karrion Kross.
It's a good group.
It's a good group. I just wish I didn't know that they were going to be in there. Also, all these video packages for the last couple weeks with Cody, it's just like, you're making it too obvious.
And I think you're wrong. I think you're right that the video packages are too much.
But you think they're swerve us?
We'll get to it. I think he's going to be the number one entry. So when he gets eliminated, it's like, well, he lasted very long.
Mm.
I there's no chance he wins because everybody's expecting him to win. I would be a little disappointed if that's the route Triple H took.
Yeah.
Because I think Sami Zayn might win the Rumble. I think Sami Zayn might eliminate Cody and have to pick between one of Roman's titles. There's no choice. You don't have to pick between two champions. You have to go after...
It has to be Roman.
Yeah. And I think that's going to add an interesting story for 2 months from now. I think Sami Zayn wins the Rumble.
I'd like to see that. I like him.
Oh, I would love that. I'm kind of disappointed that Owens is going to have to lose at the Rumble because it's such a good story with Owens and Roman.
Unless Sami wins. No, wait. KO wins and Sami wins and we get KO and Sami at Mania.
Which is possible, and that's his way of staying in the bloodline. Like, I'll get your title back, or Roman says you have to give me the title shot.
Mm-hmm.
It could be very... I think Sami wins the Rumble regardless. I don't know if Roman's going to lose the title to KO. I think Sami's going to interfere and cause KO to lose.
There's a lot of possibilities. I mean, I'm actually excited about this because it could be anything.
That's why I don't care that they announced half the lot. Nobody that you just named is winning that Rumble. So you know there are at least 15 other entries that are going to be cool names. I already saw a supposed leak on the Women's Rumble, and I'm like, okay, it's interesting that she's coming back, but I didn't like her when she was here before.
Who?
They're talking about Nia Jax coming back as an entrant. After all the shit talking she did and the anti-vax stuff and it was just like, come on, like nobody liked her when she was here. So she'll be a nice surprise. But now you're going to have her standing on one side of the ring, 85 other women on the other side, and they're going to have to throw her over as a group. Like she's not going to win the Rumble.
Does she technically belong to the bloodline?
Technically, I mean,
she's related.
She technically does. Trinity does, I guess.
Trinity's through marriage. That's not blood.
Well, Paul Heyman's in there.
That's the wise man. Don't talk about the wise man that way. But, all right.
Yeah, continue.
Damn. You know, I feel like Sami wins the Rumble and we get Sami and KO at Mania night one. And then night two is the Roman getting the belts back or something or trying to, you know.
No, I think it's going to be, this is the situation. So what typically happens every year is somebody wins the Rumble and the other challenger for the title is determined in the elimination chamber. So I think Cody wins the elimination chamber where the last time he fought in a cage, he was all beat up and he won. I think he wins the elimination chamber and gets the other challenge, the other night. And Roman asks, on night one, Roman asks Sammy to lay down so he's not beat up for the second match.
Right.
That's where I think it's going. I can't imagine it going any further than, like, The Rock's not coming back, supposedly. I still think that might be a work.
It might be, because his excuse is that he's not in shape. It's like, who the, how the, just, what do you mean?
He's just too busy, though. Like, he's got, like, if you go on IMDb, you know, which is where you can literally check on what they're doing, he's got, like, 6 films in production.
Yeah.
So, and that's not even counting The Young Rock, which he probably doesn't have a heavy hand in. It's just his name.
But even, I mean, if
he's,
he
in
was,
it. He's in the episodes.
Even if he was, even if he was doing a million movies and he was in shape, Roman would have had to carry that match anyway. So to carry him not in shape, I mean, he's never going to be in shape again the way he was. This would probably be the best chance he has to do it.
Yep. Well, all right. So you're picking Sammy. You know what? I pick Sammy too. I would love to see Cody win, but it's also way too predictable. Earl?
I'm going to go with a real wild card selection here. Because there's not many surprises left. Oh, my God. No, I'm not going to say Kamala.
He's going.
We might get a New Japan person in there, but whoever that is not winning the Rumble.
Earl's going to say Billy and Chuck.
No, no.
Their
Chuck
feet
Palumbo?
Their feet touch the floor at the same time.
Not only their feet. I'm going to go Jay White.
Oh, look at you.
Ooh, interesting.
Interesting. Jay White.
I mean, that would be like, you know, you need to spruce this up a little bit. It's the same names. It's the same.
But that's WWE. That's exactly what they do.
Oh, I get it. But like,
they home grow their talent. They're gonna do to Jay White what they did to Sting. There's no chance that Jay White 100%. Comes in.
They might give him a good run in there, like eliminates like 5 or 6 people, but he's not winning.
He's no AJ Styles. AJ Styles, I would say, is the exception. He came in from a history of another company. And they gave him a title run, and they treated him like he was their own. Yeah. I haven't seen that on any other people that came through.
Yeah, but he's never been the same since that WrestleMania where Shane McMahon out wrestled him. Come on, dude. Like, I get it, you know. Like, I do like Shane's bumping. Like, you got to give him for the CEO to be taking cage bumps. I'm impressed, but like that was he's never been the same in my eyes since. It's like. You can. It's funny how you can ruin a guy and or girl with one idea. Like, I don't think AJ Styles has been taken seriously since.
Do you think Shane's coming back this Rumble after last
That'd be
year?
A good one,
dude. Do you imagine the pop if at number 30 it's no chance and Vince walks out?
I mean, that's not happening. I don't care how many shares he has.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Or the women's Rumble, Stephanie comes out at number 30. That would be that would get me back into watching WWE.
I retired as a COO, but I'm here to wrestle.
I wouldn't be surprised if that happened because she still works out and keeps in shape. Like, I would bet Stephanie over Vince shows up.
All right, so Jay White, I'm gonna go with Sammy as well. Sammy for John. All right, and then the women's Rumble. We have only a few names, Liv Morgan, Candice LeRae, Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, Shayna Baszler, Zelina Vega, and Emma. I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley. Daddy, mommy, whatever, mommy has to win. Earl?
I'm going to go Doudrop. No, I'm kidding.
It's not a bad guy.
She's
think
probably
Doudrop's
in it.
Coming back, yeah.
Probably
I know
it.
She's in it, but... I'm gonna go Alexa Bliss. I think I can see them.
She has a match,
so she'll be out. She'll be out for the Rumble. I'm sure.
You think?
I think. So.
I mean, they don't have enough women, so they have to.
Well, I mean,
Mae Young's dead.
Yeah, Mae Young. That table bump she took, like, because I think they're making her a major player again. You could tell they're like kind of
okay.
You know they've dropped the ball with her the last year or so. So she could come in at 30.
Okay.
Maybe it's one of those wacky characters, like another, maybe the full version of her evil, and
the dark version that she did at Mania that one year. Okay, John,
I'm going with Bayley. I think this is Bayley's year. She hasn't won it yet, right?
Nope.
Yeah, I think this is Bayley.
She hasn't won it. She keeps losing the title shots she gets.
I think this is Bayley's year.
Whew.
It was going to either be Bayley or they were going to go NXT homegrown because it's Triple H, and it was going to be Raquel or Rhea. I think that they're going to give it to Bayley and just let her. You give the more you give her, the better heel she becomes.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to stick with Rhea anyway because I think maybe Rhea goes after Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay. And then finally, I added as like a tiebreaker guesses for who's going to be number one on each of the matches. So for number one in the men's rumble, I'm going to go with Cody. I feel like he would ask for that, especially after doing a match in Hell in a Cell with a bruised, worked injury.
Boy, I mean, you got to like put someone in there who's going to go at least 5 to 6 in. Like, they're not going to lose right away. Oh, boy. I'm Kevin Owens.
I don't think he's in the
rumble. He's in the main event.
Well, can't they do both? They can't do both.
I don't know what the main event. I don't know if the main event's going to be before or after the rumble.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going.
I don't think he's going to be in it.
All right. Fuck, I don't know.
Let's put KO, but pick a backup just in case.
Yeah, KO if he shows up.
Gunther.
Okay.
Because I saw him this year in XPW. So.
All right, and John.
So I'm changing my pick. I'm going to say Seth Rollins is number one because then Cody comes out to the pop at number two.
Ooh.
Right where they left off.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be a good guess.
Yeah. Okay. And then for the women, number one in the women's division, I'm going to say Liv Morgan because she's probably going to be there the whole match and then get eliminated near the end.
I'm going to go Rousey.
Rousey. Ooh.
Okay. Liv, and then you're going Rousey. Yeah.
Ronda.
I mean, you got to get it off to a good start, and like people either love her or hate her.
Yeah.
Good person to throw out there.
All right, John?
I don't think Raquel Rodriguez is going to win, so I think they're going to want to give her a good showing like they always do. I think she's going to be out either one or two. I'm going to go with one for her.
Raquel. All right. All right, so those are our picks. We'll definitely post these up before Saturday, and you guys can share your picks as well. We're kind of doing this a little backwards because, you know, we had our guests that had to go. So now let's jump into the news. We have some news articles to go through. I put number one Taker, but it's part of the Raw XXX I wanted to say pay-per-view. It felt like a pay-per-view, I'll tell you that. It was a really good episode of Raw, a lot of nostalgia and not in the annoying kind of way. A lot of the older talent was there to put newer talent over, like DX and Taker, specifically Taker and Bray Wyatt having their moment finally that everybody's been clamoring for. Everybody wanted the passing of the torch, the new face of fear, and it happened.
I don't think it happened yet.
You don't think so?
No,
you think more's coming?
I think we're going to see Bray Taker at WrestleMania. I think that's going to be the passing of the torch. That's why he went over and said something to him, and that's why I think Bray's going to lose, and I think we're going to see Bray Taker. Bray's going to retire Taker for real.
Hmm. That's an interesting take. I thought we would never see Taker again just because, you know, he's old and fat. He was pretty fat.
He looked good. He looked good as the American Badass, I thought. He looked old.
Look at the side shots.
He is old.
Yeah, he's very old. But look at the side shots they have.
He's
they posted.
Not very old. Isn't he in his 50s?
Well, I'm in my 50s.
Yeah,
I'm
but
it,
but take the bumps that Taker's taken and all the surgeries, he's about 105. But if you watch the WWE posted a clip like off of a camera phone. Camera phone. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And it was like a side angle, and he had a belly. And he's too busy buying sneakers at Complex, so I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get all that. But either way, I got goosebumps. I started yelling. My wife ran in like, what's wrong? I'm like, look, it's happening. Because, I'm a big Bray Wyatt fan. I'm just happy to see finally things falling into place for him. So Taker threw LA Knight into Bray. Bray gave him the Sister Abigail and then whispered the secret sauce recipe in his ear. What did you think about that whole moment?
I got hard. what I was hoping was, you know, kind of like Hogan and Rock when Hogan said good luck and Rock wouldn't let go of his hand. I was hoping Taker would put him in either a rock bottom. What the hell was that? Some young girl staring at me.
Megan.
I was hoping the Undertaker would give him a cheap shot and setting up a match, you know, down the road. Like, not a rock bottom, because I know he's probably not going to put him in a tombstone or something, and just to set up the WrestleMania. But it was good. Like, you know, I love that you got, I mean, I'm much of and of that generation than you guys are, so I like when the old guys come back.
No, I mean, I'm not that young. Those are my dudes. Taker was my dude. When DX came out, DX was my shit.
They look a little rough.
They were pretty rough.
I don't.
But at least they made fun of themselves. They were self-deprecating. They were like, yeah, I'm not too, you know, like Taker, or not Taker, Triple H got in his face and was like, no, man, I'm too old for this shit. Thankfully, that was actually like, okay, fine. That was funny.
Kurt Angle is Billy Gunn.
Dude.
That's
but also, fun. Did anybody else think Billy Gunn was walking right out when they said that? Like, I saw them doing the old thing. Well, because they kept saying, I can't do this anymore. And the only one that's still doing it out of all of them is Billy Gunn. So I thought he was going to come out because they kept saying he was supposed to come out for the D Generation X night.
Yeah.
I think it would have been cool, like, if they could have, and I know this isn't probably ever going to happen, but if there were. Could have been some trade, like, hey, we'll give you Billy Gunn, you get the ratings pop, but you give us
who would you give AEW for Billy Gunn? Who would you think?
To be realistic, you know, you're not going to get the hugest star, but like, I don't know, maybe an Elias type, you know, maybe, because you know, it's not like Billy Gunn is. He's an upper mid card guy in AEW, so you know you get an upper mid card guy back for a surprise pop on a Dynamite. I don't know who that could have been.
Okay,
you know, Tony Khan seems like he would do that. I don't think Triple H or Vince would. Like Tony Khan said, yeah, let's do a trade. It's never been done before. It helps both companies.
AJ.
Yeah, like maybe.
Because I figure Tony would want somebody who's like a New Japan guy, who'd like AJ, you know.
Maybe if you have Omega, because it makes sense, the Bullet Club, and you know all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Something with the Bucks and Omega, you know, AJ walks out.
Yeah,
I don't think they could have a match. Just
or you can give them the whole OC. You send AJ and the boys over there, and that crowd at AEW would explode.
I mean, we're talking like true marks about pro wrestling trades.
Yeah.
But, you know, it would have been cool to see Billy Gunn.
It would have been cool. Also, but I'll say this. I was laughing my fucking ass off because it reminded me of that time that Kurt Angle came out with the Shield. I don't know if you remember that shit. And he was in the vest and everything. He's like, yeah, I'm here too. Like, what the fuck is he doing? It was hilarious, though. I liked the whole segment. It was better than the DX reunion thing because they made jokes that were from the Attitude Era that didn't really translate to now. Maybe. So it was really bad.
Didn't they also just do a SmackDown anniversary that was like mediocre?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, this was an actual, from start to finish. The finish was a little but like, I guess.
Well, the start was a little with Hulk Hogan coming out and all those mic issues. My goodness.
I wasn't like looking at the screen. I had it on the background. I thought he started dropping the N bomb, and that's why they had to.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the women's match was disappointing because that could have been great. And
the steel cage match that didn't happen?
Yeah, that might be a preview of Elimination Chamber.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, they were saying the Zayn segment went long.
Yeah, the Sami Zayn segment went too long because it wasn't really planned out. Like they had a whole different plan. They were gonna do a bloodline appreciation thing.
Two guys, Rikishi couldn't make it.
Afa and Sika couldn't make it.
Well, I mean, can you imagine trying to get those guys, two wrestlers from the '80s, on an airplane from wherever they live? Where do they? Are they back in Samoa or like?
I guess. I mean, that's where I would be.
Trying to coordinate that with 2 70-year-old wrestlers who probably have CTE. Hey, you guys know what Spirit Airlines is?
And Rikishi, who's got Ralphie May hanging out the back of his ass, because my God, that is a big ass.
I mean, I saw him at the Flair weekend, and he's still a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
So he could barely navigate the convention hall there. I can't imagine getting him on a plane. Where does he sit on a plane?
Yeah, I don't know. He's got to have a private jet. There's no seats.
Oh, there's not even in first class where I sit.
Of course. What else happened? We had the women's match. People were complaining. A lot of people stepped up and complained about the women's match being cut because of the Bloodline segment. But I gotta say, that Bloodline segment, that trial, it's the best thing on TV. Like it was so good. Every piece of it, like Jay being the one that stands up for Sammy after all those weeks of beef between them. It's just really good storytelling. I don't know how this ends. Sammy's final trial is at the Rumble. I don't know if that means they're going to need him for the Roman match or if the final trial is the actual Rumble match like we've been predicting that he's going to win.
Or he turns on Roman at WrestleMania.
Well, I think we're going to see the last two people might potentially be Sammy and what's his name, the enforcer?
Arne
Solo?
Anderson?
Solo.
No, Solo. Oh. Solo Sikoa.
Yeah, and he tosses. Or Sammy accidentally knocks out one of the Usos or Sikoa.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a fun 2 months, I think, after the Rumble.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is an exciting time, I think, for me anyway. I like the Rumble. I like Mania.
Is Rumble your favorite? It's my favorite pay-per-view.
Yeah.
WrestleMania is great, but it feels like just an extended Raw.
Yeah. It's a fun night, but Rumble is just the best gimmick. And, you know, again, I wish it had more surprises because that to me was the best element of it. Like being like, oh my God, who's coming? Ah! And it's, you know, you have no idea. Now it's like, well, it's probably going to be one of these 15 guys. And the other 15 are probably NXT guys that no one cares about. So I don't know. I wish they would change that. I understand why they can't do my favorite thing. My favorite Rumble is 92 where Ric Flair became champion. I like that. I want, if you're going to kill 30 guys, you walk out of there with a belt. You know what I mean?
Well, there's just not that many surprises left. My favorite two Rumbles are 91 and 92. Like,
yeah.
The amount of Hall of Famers.
Yep.
It's like, it's crazy. Like, you know, from Hogan to Warrior to Slaughter to Sid it's just like, so it's kind of a bummer. Like, there's a few Hall of Famers in this year's Rumble, but it basically those two Rumbles in the early 90s were all Hall of Fame. It was a Hall of Fame Rumble.
Yep.
But there's not that many surprises to bring back. Like, you know, remember like number 30 used to be who's going to be number 30?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be
Vince McMahon.
It was typically either the big name that they're paying for a few appearances. So it was either going to be Edge or Brock, or it's the oldest person in there that can't go more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, but like this year, like outside of a Jay White type, and even he wouldn't be like an amazing surprise, but he's one of the few guys to not be in WWE yet. So,
yeah, I think they, if Cody's not 100%, they may give it to Cody just so he doesn't have to be in there for a long time. But I feel like he's more than 100%.
Yeah, at this point, I think he's back.
Well, he was never injured.
He was never injured.
Right. It was a work.
Yeah.
All right. Well. So despite its awful marketing of Raw Triple X, because boy, did that poster of the Bloodline with Sammy in the middle look like a gangbang.
Believe me, I've been in gangbangs.
Yes, we heard.
No, what? There's many more than that.
Was that the Comedy Store podcast where that you told that story?
Yes, the Comedy Store podcast with me, Ian Bagg, and Eleanor Kerrigan on YouTube.
Yes, go check it out. And not only that, the fucking hashtag was Raw Triple X. Like, guys.
Yeah, but they did that on purpose. They knew anyone hashtagging Raw Triple X to whack off. Oh, what's this wrestling thing? Maybe I'll watch that. I can jack off to this, too.
I figured there would be more women's matches on Raw Triple X, but I guess not. I don't know. It was a fun episode, though. Out of all of the big nostalgia shows that they do, the reunions and the anniversaries, I thought that one was pretty fun, minus the women's match, which was kind of lame.
And I will say I was wrong about the Bray LA Knight feud. I do think that it's been going on for way too long, but they played it right, where now that you're seeing Bray isn't Bray, Bray is just the Bray before he realizes he needs to go back to the way he was. I'm okay with this because I see a clear winner, and they're both going to leave this as winners. I was scared in the beginning. Like, one of these two new, like, they bring him back Bray, and they have LA Knight that finally made it onto Raw, finally made it onto SmackDown. Someone was going to be just destroyed, and now it feels like they played it right.
Not only that, but I don't know if you were paying attention to the crowd, but LA Knight is over.
Oh, he's very over.
He does the yeah, and the crowd was popping
exactly like The Rock was.
Like, all right, okay, I'm happy. This is all working out, like you said, according to plan for them. I'm bummed to see if he loses
The only thing I don't like about it with the, him being over is they must have told him you have to be heel. So every time he gets a cheer, like Rollins embraced it. He would dance to them singing his song when he was full heel. Mm. He tells him to shut up. And I'm like, don't get the cheap heat. Like, just go with it. That annoys me.
But he's like the Miz, man. He's a natural heel. Like,
he is, but yeah. But also MJF was supposedly a natural heel, and there was that period where he kind of embraced it for 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. The only other element I read about this Bray Wyatt match, the Pitch Black match, is that there's going to be neon elements.
There has to be.
There has to. Otherwise, what the fuck are we watching? You know, like,
I think it's going to be a very difficult match to sit through.
I'm curious. Hopefully it's a spectacle, which is what everybody's expecting. I'm assuming we're going to see The Fiend. I don't think he's going to come out as The Fiend, but I'm assuming at one point in the dark, he's going to like switch, put on the mask.
I just hope it's not pre-taped. That's pandemic shit.
No, yeah, that would be terrible.
But it also seems like when you do a match like this for the first time, sort of like The Undertaker's WrestleMania with AJ, it's like, you don't want to have a fuck up. You don't want to have a what was that? The death match where
an exploding ring.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to have an exploding ring incident, so you might want to tape it.
You mean the AEW one?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
That's something where if it was pre-taped, they could have probably reshot it and just been like, "Yeah, we need to do a little better than that." Yeah.
They only recovered a little bit of that. Kenny can't even build an exploding ring. Like, they blamed it on Kenny.
Yeah.
That was nice, but yeah, that was pretty rough to watch.
But maybe The Undertaker appears in the dark in this, you know. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, like a quick spot choke slam.
And then you get like the build up to WrestleMania in 2 months. He doesn't have to wrestle until WrestleMania.
He needs a real retirement match. Retiring during the pandemic doesn't cut it for me.
So
that'd be a good, you know, because it's one spot. So yeah. He doesn't hurt himself. And then, you know.
Yeah, so he retired when he put the coat and the hat in the ring. I forget when that was. And then he retired again during the graveyard match or whatever that was with the Good Brothers.
I don't think he's done yet.
But let's be honest. Yeah. These retirement matches mean nothing.
Yeah. No, Flair's going to have 3 more matches before he's dead.
That motherfucker was lining up another match 2 days after I flew to Nashville to fucking pay homage to that mother effer.
Also, quick on the Raw thing before we move on. The match that they did with DX was that the DX match? I don't know. It was the Usos. No, it wasn't the DX thing. It was the Usos versus the Judgment Day. That match was good. I really like, I know I've said this before, and I know you guys have given me shit. I'm loving the character change for Dom Mysterio. The prison Dom is the best. And that match was great. The whole, you know, Jimmy getting injured and Sammy having to step in, that's just more intricate layers on this bloodline story. That it was just perfect.
But he's still not, I'll agree his character is better. He's still not a good wrestler.
Dom?
Yeah.
Oh, no, sure. Yeah.
So
he's getting better.
It's fixing one problem at a time, which I'm okay with. He's getting comfortable on screen. He's going to be a little bit better with the mic just because he could play a character.
He's very young, too.
He's just hard to watch.
Yeah.
But you could tell he's into it. No offense to David Flair, but you could tell like when David Flair was in WCW, he wasn't necessarily into it. Mm-hmm. His dad probably forced him into it. It's going to be a great angle, kid. I'll carry you. Like, at least Dom is like, you could tell like, I want to be better.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. I mean, he's not going to be a good wrestler for a while, but we're also comparing him to his dad.
Yeah, that's the thing. We expect him to be as athletic as his dad, but he's also way taller.
Yeah.
So it's hard for him to be that fast and that athletic. Then, you know, I don't know. I'm digging it. I'm hoping it keeps going. I hope he develops more. Moving on to AEW stuff. I did not watch Dynamite. Because I was working late today, but Earl, you said you watched most of it.
I watched all of it.
All of it?
Very good. Like, very emotional toward the end.
Well, I caught the, I got to, you know, I walked home after work, changed clothes, and I watched the Jay Briscoe tribute that I'm assuming aired on the show.
Yeah.
2.5 minutes, and man, I started crying.
I did too.
I don't know him. I've never met him. But I know a lot of the other workers that have worked with him that are fans and or not just fans but are friends. And it was pretty tough. I'm not gonna lie. It was hard to watch. And I've heard a lot of stories. I heard about what happened with his, you know, daughters as well. Thankfully, one of them, I don't know if both, but one of them definitely got movement back in her legs. So it was paralyzed, which is terrible. But, you know, just very, as a person who has survived numerous car accidents myself, and one of which I was declared dead for 2.5 minutes.
That explains a lot, then. Now I feel bad. for how I talk to you.
No, it's fine. I just, you know, I felt that a little extra because he was close to my age and car accident was the cause of death. So, you know, much love to the family. You know, the Pew family. I think it's Pew. That's his real name. But, it, you know, props to AEW and props to Tony Khan for pushing and pushing and pushing against Warner Brothers for, you know, to allow them to do the tribute and to do the match with Mark, his brother, which I'm looking forward to watching after we leave here.
It's really good. Like, and it's hard to watch because you can see Jay Lethal at some points welling up. Like, he's supposed to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he cried, you know, after the match was over. They hugged each other, and then Jay Lethal rolled out, and he was, like, pretty...
Was it the main event?
Yeah.
Really? I'm shocked at that. I'm impressed, because I was discussing this with some friends. They're like, is it the main event? I'm like, probably not, because there's a title match, TNT title match.
Yeah, oh, that was a good match, too. Like, I don't want to... I guess we can spoil it. Like, by the time this airs, sure, people have watched it.
It's fine.
Darby and...
It was Darby and
Buddy
Matthews of the House of Black. Buddy Rogers.
Buddy Rogers. Playboy Buddy Rogers. It was a good match. You know, they the Sting and, you know, who are the other two guys? I'm drawing a complete blank because I'm thinking about the last match. Who's in House of Black?
Oh, Malachi Black and...
The big guy with the beard.
Brody, buddy Brody. I'm still thinking about Briscoe, sorry.
Yeah, I'm so you know, there was a kind of a useless segment between them and Sting where they fought and then they just disappeared to give Darby and Buddy the
ring.
The spotlight, I guess. I wish there would have been something a little more creative.
They've been teasing that. I know Malachi had a thing with Sting where he spit.
I would love to see that. I mean, that's a rough match because Malachi's like, he's in his prime and
a legit MMA fighter.
Sting is 63. So I don't know. That strikes me as a match that wouldn't be good on paper. I'm sure Malachi respects Sting.
Sure.
But I don't know how Malachi could work a match with a 63-year-old man.
Like, yeah, it would have to be a tag match. I don't think it'll be a one-on-one. Yeah,
but, you know, Sting does do good with... bigger guys, like they, you know, even tonight he was hitting him, you know, and the other guy was selling, you know, but I would love to see it just because I think, you know, the entrances and the, you know, the gothic characters that both have would be cool, but it'd have to be a pretty short match, I would imagine.
Yeah, because thing can't go that hard for that long, I don't think.
But tonight was all about the Briscoe. I mean, it was really well done. Every AEW wrestler came out at the end, and tell they're sad. Like, they're, you know, a lot of them were crying.
They did the Brody Lee treatment.
Yeah. You know what they do? You know, when Warrior died, you know, they all come out in Warrior T-shirts. Of course, they didn't use the Warrior T-shirts from the Warrior's website. It was WWE's. Well, you know, it's a cold business, man. You got to make that T-shirt money.
Yep.
So, yeah, but it's awful. I mean, you know, we're so used to wrestlers dying from, you know, drugs and pills and, you know, suicide. But, you know, a car crash, just like,
yeah,
just shitty luck.
That's just shitty luck.
So.
How was Bryan Danielson versus Brian Cage?
I mean, what you would expect. I mean, Cage is good, like, you know. But, you know, I hate matches where you know who's going to win. Like, you know, we all know that Danielson's going to win the next 5 matches.
Yeah.
So I just wish there was some kind of swerve where maybe he lost to Brian Cage. I know that wasn't going to happen, but...
It could have been a DQ.
It's not, you know, because it's no fun to watch when you know what's going to happen. Like, you know the end result is Danielson's going to win, so...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm on my phone. I'm just looking up the lineup for Dynamite because, like I said, I didn't watch it, so I'm just trying to remember the matches that we had.
It was good. Starks, you know, the tag match with Andretti, Starks.
And, right, Jericho and Sammy.
Bar was really good. promos were good. You know, it was like very good.
There was Jungle Hook did a match too.
Yeah,
right?
Jungle Hook. Who did they wrestle? I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, Matt Hardy and Ethan Page.
They had a pretty funny entrance where they came out to Hardy's music and then they stopped and Ethan Page said, "I want my music." And then they played his music and then Stokely was, he was pretty fun. Who's the guy that's in the firm? Skinny black dude. Where's the black
Stokely?
Guys? No, there was another guy behind Stokely.
Is it Lee Moriarty?
No, it was a guy Keith Lee threw really high up in his first match. I'm drawing a complete blank.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He was wearing a gold chain. Stokely's like, "I want my chain back." It was just stupid. But
I like what they're doing with Ethan Page and Matt Hardy. Ethan Page is he always plays a really bad, asshole heel character. But everything I've seen off screen, he's the nicest. I mean, I just saw the episode with our previous guest, RJ City, and it was hilarious. The guy seems like the nicest guy. So I'm happy that they're letting him play around and be more funny.
Yeah. I mean, all the heels are great guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's the nice guys in the ring that are the dicks off stage, for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, Sting is like a rarity where he's a nice guy in the ring and off stage. But, I'm scared. I don't know. I would imagine MJF is pretty nice. He seems like if he knew you, he'd be nice.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's constantly in character.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Did you see that one? I don't know if it was a TikTok or one of those. I can't keep up with all the social media things. Where some kid asked him for an autograph, and he's like, "Beat it, kid! Like, what are you doing here?" Like,
oh yeah,
pretty funny.
No, I've seen him do one. There was one. There was one where he flipped off a little girl. She must have been like 7 years old. Flipped her off, signed it, and then went like this. Like, just tossed the fucking autograph to the ground. Like, fucking get out of here. I love it. I love it. Stay in character all the time. Live the gimmick. That's what you got to do. How was the family therapy session?
I mean, I got to be honest. That was my least favorite. I love the Gunn brothers and the Acclaimed and Billy Gunn. As an older man myself, I like it when an older guy is succeeding in a young person's, it is amazing Billy Gunn's resurgence of popularity. It's all right. It's a humor segment.
I mean, I guess we needed it with such a heavy night. We needed some kind of comic relief
something. The Briscoe thing's heavy. Like, even if you don't know, and I only have one very, very brief experience of meeting those guys when they were at the Flair match. There was a warm-up area backstage where the wrestlers would, go over the matches, which is really, I've never had that kind of access before, and I saw the Briscoes and the Von Erichs going over the moves, and they all were like, "Hey, guy, what's up?" I was just staring like that. It was just weird to me to be able to watch. It was like watching a table read of whatever movie you're going to see, and then you see the movie.
Yeah.
They were very nice, and,
it sucks, man, especially because they were kind of in the middle of a resurgence of popularity with those FTR matches. So if you haven't, if you're seeing AEW and you're kind of unfamiliar with the Briscoes because, they haven't been on AEW TV. It's all Ring of Honor stuff or maybe some Impact stuff. But go back and try and find some of those matches. Sign up for the Honor Club and watch those old Briscoe matches. They're just, two of the best wrestlers. I wasn't always a big fan, but the last couple years, the matches that they've had really won me over. They're just putting on 5-star matches, and to think that that's over. Now it's hopefully Mark gets a cool singles run. If that's what he wants, then great. It's very tragic, and I hate to bring the mood of the show down, but it is what it is.
It's probably the biggest story this week.
It's definitely the biggest story this week. I mean, you saw it on Raw. Which is beautiful. They even, Michael Cole mentioned it on air. She gave him a shout out, which is amazing because he's never done anything with the WWE. So it was cool to see Michael Cole give him a shout out. It was cool to see KO and, a bunch of wrestlers wearing the armbands in tribute. So obviously very, very impactful in the wrestling community. And like I said, I heard nothing but good things. I know there was a tweet many years ago that apparently that's why they're not allowed on TV, a very bad I think it was homophobic to a certain extent, to which I believe he apologized. I don't know. Maybe I just saying I, it doesn't matter. People can change. It sucks that, you know, everything else that I've heard is that he was a great guy.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't a great tweet. And the problem with a bad tweet is it's there forever. If you delete it, it's there. Someone screenshotted it.
Yeah.
Hey, look what Briscoe said, and it's, of course, by all accounts, he was sorry for the tweet, but, you know, and it's just, I'm sure he did change. He became a family man, but.
People say, you know, in their youth, they say stupid shit, and then, you know, even when they're older, they get regrettable things out there. I mean, I've tried my whole life to not tweet or say anything stupid on the open internet, but it's tough, man.
You get me going, man, and I've had a few tweets I've had to delete just because I don't know if this is. But I mean, it bums me out because they should be bigger names. Like they're big in the wrestling world, but like, you know, they'll never be like, they should be as big as the Hardys.
Sure.
And so maybe, I mean, obviously there's no silver lining in someone dying, but, maybe sadly because of the death of his brother, people would be more open to having Mark Briscoe in AEW, you know, say, hey, sorry, because they did a tribute video in the beginning. It's like just a 2-minute quick, and
yeah, that's the one I saw. I think.
It's like even if you don't know who they are, even if you're not a wrestling fan, because there's a lot of stuff with the kids, and there's a part where the little daughter says, "I just love my daddy," and it's like,
yeah, it's a bit much. Like I said, I just started crying. My wife said, "Why are you watching sad shit before doing a show?" I say, I can't help it. It's what's happening right now, and that's what we talk about. So to end it in a lighter note, you know, let's just say let's be excited about pro wrestling. Let's not be weird. There's a lot of weird assholes out there that are posting comments on the little, like, on their social media, like, negative comments on some of his, like, Briscoe's daughter. They're, like, talking, like, what is wrong with you people? Stop it. Be nice. Enjoy your pro wrestling product. This weekend, I'm going to be having fun watching the Rumble and paying tribute to Jay. I'm going to get drunk on his honor because fuck it, why not? But yeah, let's have fun and watch the Rumble. Are you excited for the Rumble?
I will be in San Diego at Mic Drop Comedy with Eleanor and the man who got me started in comedy, the great Andrew Dice Clay.
Wow, okay.
Because I knew Dice as an actor before I knew he did comedy. It's crazy to say that now, but...
Wow, okay.
He was in my favorite 2-season show that... It's like the Briscoes of TV shows. This show should have been huge. It was Michael Mann's show, Crime Story.
Ooh.
Which was his first show he did after Miami Vice. I know this isn't a TV show, but... And that was Dice's first big break, was playing Max Goldman, the mobster. And he was really, he's a great actor. Like, as you can see in his movie he did a few years ago with Lady Gaga. So I will be taping the Rumble, but to get to perform with Dice, like, there's not many comics that I want to meet or that I want to perform with. You know, we're all the same after a certain point. Dice is someone who, like, I saw him at the Wiltern in, I think, 88 or 89. And I'm like, oh, that's the guy from Crime Story. Like, I don't know why I was there, but I said, oh, I'll go see a show by myself. And, you know, it made me want to do stand-up. Like,
that's amazing.
And I told him that in his car once. that's why I love the Comedy Store. There's so many moments like that where I'm in a car with Dice Clay. He's playing his son's band's music, which is actually quite good. And I just looked at him almost crying because it's like, I'm in the car with the guy who got me started, basically. So that's why the comedy, you can't do that at any other club in the world, like, to meet your mentor, like,
yeah,
and be on the same stage with him. So that's where I'll be Saturday night.
Well, that's exciting, man. I didn't know that. Congratulations. You know?
Thank you.
That's a big deal. I mean, like you said, it's
Dice. Like, it's Dice. Like,
I remember watching him when I was a little kid, and I wasn't allowed. I wasn't supposed to be watching him, but I remember it, like, burned into my brain, that whole bit that he does where he's like the Frosty the Snowman, or like shooting cum all over. Like, I just, like, all that shit like just burned. I was like, I don't know, eight or nine.
Definitely not kid friendly.
No.
But he was one of the few guys or girls to, when he did a special, he would have little acting vignettes, I guess you would call them. And like his first special, he had a vignette where he's in an alley with a girl in the back seat of the car and he's trying to make out with her. And then the pizza guy delivers a pizza to the car and the girl's like, I want to go home. He's like, wait a minute. I bought you a pizza. You knew I wanted to fuck you. It's just that's Dice. Like, yeah. I'm going to give him a little extra other than stand up. Here's a little acting, you know. So I'm excited to he's a legend. Like, there's not many legends in this business.
Yeah.
Like, there aren't in wrestling. It's an often overused term.
Sure. Yeah.
Dice is a legend. Like, and what he did was more impressive than Dane Cook or, you know, other comics now, like, in terms of building his fan base, selling out Madison Square Garden 3 times, the Forum 3 times. He did it with no social media.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Zero. So I think he doesn't get the
credit
respect.
He deserves. Yeah. You know. I met him once at a backstage at an Ozfest. I think maybe his kid's band was playing or something. He was great, but
he's very accessible. Like,
yeah, he says hi, shake your hand, take pictures, whatever you want.
Talk to you for 30 minutes. Yeah. Like, he doesn't, like, some people of his stature are like, take a picture, thank you very much, and they walk the other way. Dice will talk to you for 30 minutes.
Like, yeah,
got no problem. So.
Well, if you're in the San Diego area, go see Earl. Don't watch the Rumble, or watch it and
tape it.
Come ruin it for Earl. Spoil it for him.
Come to Mic Drop Comedy and just start yelling out the results.
Yeah.
Hey, you were right. Jay White won it.
Yeah. Dude, it would be incredible if Jay White wins the Rumble.
I don't think he is, but I think, because, like, you know, you said how they treat people who have never been in WWE and they come for, you know, it's not just staying, but, you know, Booker T was kind of jobbed out pretty early on.
Yeah.
I could see them, you know, Jay White's amazing. He's got great body, great mic skills. He's very Kenny Omega-like.
And he just dropped the belt, so.
He's definitely coming. I mean, I would hope Tony Khan would be like, hey, we gave you your first start in America. How about a little loyalty?
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know, I'm sure. I mean, that'd be quite a coup if WWE got him.
Yeah, and I believe Will Ospreay, post that match, also gave the press conference. He's basically said that he's got one more year left in his contract in New Japan, and then he's going to go somewhere else.
I mean, AEW has to sign him. Like, it'd be horrible if they let him go to WWE, because I've said it 1,000 times, but him and Omega, they have to have an American program. You know, not with the Bucks or United Empire, nothing against those guys.
Just one-on-one.
I mean, because, like, you gotta figure Omega's body's a wreck.
Yeah.
He's got, I would say, 2 to 3 years left of, like, wrestling at his. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Earl.
Hallway chaos. Quentin Tarantino, Mark Maron standing right outside the basement door.
Oh, great. All right. Gotta go, guys.
Yeah, well, let's wrap this up. My name is Eddie Torres. You can follow me at RRBG Podcast. Earl, where can they follow you at?
At Earl Skakel everywhere, you know, Patreon. I'm on Patreon, but I might have to ask one of you guys for help. Apparently my Patreon is very hard to find because if you put in Earl Skakel, nothing shows up. You have to click the whole, so I am on Patreon. If you care enough to work for it, you can find it.
Okay.
And that's it. I'll be at Mic Drop Comedy Saturday with Eleanor and Dice. The Dirty Show. Corey and Chad the Twins do that show. It's the longest running show in Southern California. Sells out the Ontario Improv every week, once a month.
Okay.
And I'll be here at the Comedy Store Friday night. If you're local, come as my guest.
All right. And please follow us on social media at Comedy Store Wrestling on Instagram, at Store is War on Twitter. And John, follow John at Comedy Store Studios for all the amazing projects we have here at the Comedy Store Network. We'll see you next week. Oh, wait.
One more thing. I'm working for you wrestling fans on getting Big Bill, Big Cass, William Morrissey a gig at Side Splitters in Tampa. So call the club. So you would come see him, and you'll get to see him quicker. It's just how the business works.
Yeah, I know a few people in Tampa that watch this show. Go to that show. Make it happen. But yeah, We'll see you next week.